Torah Shabbat Tzvi, Mishnah 7, Rabbi Eliezer, as we said, disagrees with the last part of the last Mishnah. He says, Shlashtan Shavin, all three are treated equally, meaning Kodesh, Truma, and Chulin are all treated equally. So, Ha'echad, Sheba Kodesh, Vesheba Truma, Vesheba Chulin, whether it's a first level Truma, Kodesh, or Chulin, Tmash Namu Poisel Echad Bekodesh, it can be transmitted three more times, basically, when dealing with Kodesh, because it can make the Kodesh level 2, 3, or 4, and then from 4 it can't go on anymore. Metame echad apoisal echad betruma, when it comes to truma, it can transmit twice, two more times. Upoisal esa chulin, and when it comes to chulin, it can transmit one more time. Asheni shebechulan, the second level of all of these, metame echad upoisal echad bekodesh, can now transmit two more levels when it comes to Kodesh, because the second level could then go to level 3 and then to level 4 with Kodesh. Umatame mashke chulin, and can transmit one more time when it comes to mashke of chulin, it can transmit one more time, meaning it will make liquid, chulin liquid, it will transmit to it and make it a level 1, because with liquid, as we've said, it goes back up to level 1. Upoisel la'ichle truma, and when it comes to truma food, it will make it a level 3. So level 2 will make the truma food a level 3. Hashlishi shebechulan, a level 3 of any of these, metame mashke kodesh, can make sanctified liquids tame, and again, whenever liquid becomes tame, it will go back to level 1. Upoisel la'ichle kodesh, and it will make invalid of food to the fourth level. So food to the fourth level will become invalid.